Good morning, Phyllis speaking.
Hi, Miss Phyllis. This is Aaliyah calling you back from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Okay.
Yes, so I was just giving you a call back because I have someone that will go out to the vehicle while it has no keys and it's unattended, but she says as long as there is no vehicles parked in front of the car. Are there any vehicles parked in front of that vehicle before I send this over?
I don't know that. I mean, how would somebody got this car before? They got this car.
Yes, that she can do it. She can do it. It's just it has no keys, so they have to use a certain type of truck. The last provider I actually spoke with, they actually declined the service because there was no keys or anyone with the vehicle.
Can you, Jola, can you ask that, is she available, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Can you ask her if there's a car in front of that car right now? I mean, how do we know if it may not be one now, it may be one.
They just won't be able to, they have to use a certain type of truck that they would need to pull the vehicle from the front because it has no keys. So they can't pull the
truck. Let them bring that truck.
Yes, they're going to, but they can't have a vehicle. They will have to be in front of the
what you say,
in front. They will have to be in front of your vehicle in order to pick the vehicle up because it has no keys.
You said they have to what? I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
They will have to be if the reason why they're saying that they don't need any vehicles in front of your vehicle because they will have to actually be in front of your car. I think they have to pull your car from the front. So that's why.
I'm asking.
Okay. So if I do have a key, then.
Yes, if you could drop. I mean, could you get the keys to the vehicle?
Yeah, I have the key, but what I'm saying is it's a flat tire, but I guess I could still kind of move it. That's what you're saying. At least I could kind of gear it out.
No, you don't have to move the vehicle. If you can take the keys there, you can just let me know where you'll leave the keys inside of the vehicle, and I'll just give the provider a call back and let them know that where the keys will be.
No, what I'm asking is, if I did have the key there, what would that person do with the key? They would just kind of move it a little bit out and things like that.
Yes,
right?
I think so. I wouldn't know.
Okay, is she available?
She just answered her phone, but she didn't.
When does that person think that
it's going to be 90 minutes?
They're going to be there in 90 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can meet them there with the key.
Okay, so you're going to meet them there with the key?
Yeah, this is such
okay.
I don't know why these people can't do this without this. I do understand. Like they did. I don't know if the person, I don't really know. I mean, this is not my field, so I don't want to talk against it. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. What I'm saying is the person last time, I don't know if it was a car in front or not, but they was able to get my car out and tow it to my destination. They was able to do that. So I'm not sure, you know, why I have to now meet them there. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'll meet them there. You said 90 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
That's like 12 o'clock about, around about. I'll meet them there.
Okay. And if, what happens about, okay. And if you end up getting there before them and if you so happen to leave the keys inside of the vehicle, where would you leave the keys?
Yeah, I'm not going to leave the keys. But if they, as long as they're going to be there around 12. But if
okay.
I did the key, like you're saying, if I did leave the key, mm-hmm. it would be, I could put it in the, what you call it, that the armrest.
Okay. I'm about to give them a call and let them know that you'll be meeting them there.
Yeah, at 12. Thank you, love.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.